God creates the family. Key verse, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Selected scripture, Genesis 2:18 through 24, and 4:1-2. In chapter 2 of the book of Genesis, we read that God provided a home for man in Eden, Genesis 2:8. In the scriptures of today's lesson, God declared that it is not good that the man should be alone, verse 18. As a perfect man, Adam was far superior to the other animals, and none were suitable for companionship, so God created Eve. The 6 creative days were finished at this point, so the creation of Eve was completed in the beginning of the 7th day. We note that Eve was not created in the same way as Adam. God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. Then, taking one of his ribs, God made the woman who would become Adam's wife, verses 21 and 22. Adam rejoiced at the creation of Eve and said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." Verse 23. Today's key verse emphasizes that the establishment of a human family begins with the marriage of a man and a woman. Neither was complete without the other. Thus, we read that a man will leave his parents and be joined to his wife, becoming one flesh. Adam and Eve were one in love, one in thought, one in purpose, yet two persons. Jesus expressed this principle of oneness when he said, "I and my Father are one," though they were clearly two separate beings, John 10:30. Thus, the scriptures teach that marriage was ordained by God, blessed by our Lord Jesus Christ, and commended by the Apostle Paul as an honorable state. Genesis 2:24, Matthew 19:4-6, Hebrews 13:4. The family arrangement has always been an essential feature of God's plan. In the account of Abraham offering his son Isaac, we have a beautiful illustration of God sacrificing his son, Jesus, in order to redeem the family of man from the death sentence. Genesis 22, 1-18, 1 Corinthians 15, 21 and 22. The account culminates with an angel of God telling Abraham that because of his willingness to sacrifice his son, God will bless all the nations of the earth. Jesus testified to this great love God has for his human family by noting the personal sacrifice he made of his only begotten son, John 3:16. In God's promise recorded in Genesis 22:17, he mentions a multiplying of Abraham's seed twofold. One of these is described as the sand which is upon the seashore. This earthly part of the seed will inherit a restored dominion over a perfect earth in accord with God's original purpose stated during the 6th creative day. The earthly blessing of Adam's family is beautifully described. The tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Revelation 21, 3-5. The second description of Abraham's seed compares it to the stars of heaven. This will be a heavenly seed, comprised of those who offer themselves in sacrifice during this lifetime in the hope of being part of God's divine family. Romans 6, 3-8. The Apostle Paul says, "He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, according to the good pleasure of his will." Ephesians 3, 4-5.